Welcome to another episode of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. This is season 8, episode 11, Excess Baggage, and it's going down because the crew is headed to Trinidad with Carly as the tour guide. Keep it locked right here.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Show today. Yay. We're gonna have a great show today.
Okay.
I'm your host, Miss Conversation Peace, and I have my girl Anisha in the building.
What's up, you guys? You know I'm ready to spill some tea.
We're bringing you the latest for Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, and it's a lot this episode. Anytime they take a trip, you know we gonna be tripping up in here. So we have a fully loaded show. Guess That Bar, news and gossip, trending tweets. It's a lit here. Yes, for sure. Shout out to Rakita Dobie, Charlotte, and Sandra Moore. Everyone that likes and comments, we appreciate you. We really love it, and we love when you engage with us. So we want to get into our overall thoughts of the episode. What do you think about this episode, Anisha?
Oh, Lord. Well, first off, I thought this was a whole sex episode. Oh? We got people sexually frustrated. We got some people angry sex. We have poo throwing, like usual, poo that can't get over Carly, but...
Yes. I was, you know, Carly does too much, but I think poo topped
it. Poo.
She has me speechless. Like, she's doing too much, and I don't know if she's gonna last on the show, even with this old extra atmosphere happening right now. Because, girl, I mean, you need to do a lot of things for the shock value of keeping us as viewers tuned in to your reality show, but sometimes you just do too much.
She doesn't have a storyline, like I said. And shout out to Paradise Beauty for saying, yes, baby poo too old and seem like the only thing she good at is talking about how somebody ate her butt. She too...
Right, what else does she have going on? All she do is sit at home and drink wine while her man is on tour and eat people's booties.
That's it.
Stop it. And then mess with other people's mans, because Sierra... It's in question. Did Pooh try to talk to BK or not? We don't know. But let's get right into topic number one. Tokyo and Shekinah land just like the rest of everyone else, and they're in a bad mood. They're like, the flight is long, the food is nasty. And Carly has a problem with this because she's acting as the guy. We haven't seen Spice. She's, I guess, rehearsing and things of that nature for her big show. Mm-hmm. And so Carly decides to take over because she's from here. Yet she needed a passport, so that means she's a U.S. citizen.
Well, here's the thing. I understand why Carly's excited. She's seeing family and everything. But she, at the same time, you got to understand, they just had a long flight. They just got there. And I don't think that it's the fact that they're not enjoying themselves. I think that they were just tired. And Carly was
as being grumpy like that. Like,
they want to rest. And if you telling me something like, no, let's take a shot, let's go party, let's go do this,
well, they were
and
on the
I
want to
sleep,
first.
I'm frustrated.
They were on the bus at first, and she was like, well, rum is the, you know, is the native drink, and you should eat this, and we should go here. And they're like, why are we going where you want to go? We might want to do something else. So, when you're on vacation, does everybody have to keep a group situation, or can you go on your own way?
Okay. So, okay, it's nice to try stuff because you are in a new place and it's okay to try stuff as a group, but you don't have to do every single thing as a group. It's okay to wander off a little bit. We don't have to be tied to the hip. We came together, but, you know, we don't have to stay and do every single thing together. I don't think so. I think everything was kind of blown out of proportion.
I think they were just a bit grumpy for no reason, because if anyone should have been mad, it should have been Scrap and Bam, whose luggage was lost. Like, that's the worst thing that can happen to you when you're on vacation or traveling, is your luggage is missing. You have nothing.
When he said, why is y'all mad? I should be mad. I was just dying because I was just like, dang, y'all sitting here peaceful and they just all yelling about nothing, about dumb drama, and y'all actually have no clothes. Y'all only have the clothes on your back. Scrappy ain't getting none. Like, I feel bad.
Poor Scrappy. I mean, there is a time frame when you have a baby that you don't have sex. Like, why don't men kind of understand, like, the changes that women's bodies go through and what as a woman, because I don't have any kids. I don't think you do either. No. So we don't even know what to talk about. Comment us, guys. Let us know what we're supposed to do when we have a baby and our man is trying to get it in and we're like, dude, I'm ovulating. I mean, not ovulating. What? What is it called? Just
leaking. I don't know.
Leaking. Whatever. You just not in the mood.
But sometimes I don't feel like it's for all females, because like Rashida was saying, Rashida said they were getting it on 24/7, and when she was pregnant and everything and had her babies, like she said, she loved
several
it.
Babies. So
I think it just depends.
I think it's about the new mother. She's transitioning her body because she looked snatched. Actually, when I saw her walking, she had on a tight little cat suit. She looked like she snapped back. So. It's not like, oh, my body's bigger now or whatever. So I don't think that's the shame part of it. It's just like her being a new mother where she just had like 3 or 4 kids. So she's probably used to it. I don't know.
I mean.
Or just people just
because I'm trying to think about other Love and Hip Hop casts and they wanted to be freaky deaky in the bedroom. So I don't know. I honestly think that it just depends on the woman and their body.
She had a lot of excuses for Scrappy. He was mad. He wasn't having it.
So. He was sexually frustrated.
But you know what? It just really made me kind of gag in my mouth to see Kirk and Rashida like all lovey-dovey. Like, Jock. Stuck in their room, and he was like, I've never seen y'all kiss, and I'm fine with that. I don't want to see y'all kiss no more. I'm good. It just made
you
me like,
see them it was kind of weird.
Like, even the stuff she was saying, you want more? I was like, ew, I don't want, no, Rashida, he doesn't want more. Ew.
He wanted more.
I'm sure, but I don't want to know what, I don't want to know that. It was like, cringeworthy to see them like flirting with each other. To me, it was
so you
weird.
Can't see Rashida. Like, is it because she's like the how the cast described her, kind of like, you know, the saint one, like the angel one?
I don't know what it is. It was just like when they were in the room before Jock walked in to ask them about the ring, it was just like their whole flirty, it was just I was like, this is not sexy, this is not inspiring me to do anything, this is not something I want to watch.
He was not feeling it.
I wasn't
at
feeling
all.
It. No.
You said cut it.
Cut it. But what else needs to be cut is, if you're on vacation, are we just walking in friends' rooms? Because Jacques just walks in. He wants to talk to them about something.
That's some creepy mess. That's also a creepy mess.
No, I'm actually glad he walked in because he cut their little situation out.
No, you better knock, Jacques. Jacques, out of everyone, should know. You better knock.
And that was supposed to be the big suite that they got, and the door wasn't locked, but I don't know what happened there.
It was janky.
But he asked them about the ring that he purchased for her, which looked pretty nice. Mm. He's ready to propose, and they approve, and he looks like he's going to propose later on in the episode until he finds out some information.
But that's later.
I don't know. I just think it's all a ploy, because it's like, why are you showing them a picture? Wouldn't you show them the actual ring? You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, now y'all mad at each other. Like, I'll get there later, but it's just,
I mean,
it's fishy.
He's just showing them what it would look like.
But why
like.
Not show the actual,
like, take them to the store?
No.
Like,
what he said he was going to propose.
Right, but he doesn't want to buy the ring. Why waste your time buying
it? He already bought it. Supposedly had already bought it, and he was going to propose on the island. So, but he was showing him the pictures on the phone. So that's what I'm saying. If he had the ring, why not show the ring in person versus the picture?
Then, like, some second thoughts. Well, he did say it's because, yeah, what you said, like, because Carly was there. And I don't think you want to propose in front of Carly.
Yeah,
Carly,
you have to
tear it all up.
You have to wait to the right time for sure. I don't know. It was just a lot this episode. Kirk and Rashida talking about their angry sex. Jock about to propose. And I don't know if he's moving too fast, because he still has feelings for Carly. Because he's doing too much. Like,
it's too fresh. Like, I feel like their relationship, it's too fresh. And everyone, I feel like, is trying to, like, rush into a relationship and a marriage, which I say, let it season, you know? Like, let y'all season. Let y'all bloom a little bit.
But he did get a little advice from Rashida and Kirk about how they keep it fresh. She's like, oh, I switched my wigs. She has 10 wigs that she switches between. So it seems like he has 10 different girlfriends. Is that how we keep Kirk occupied?
Oh, Lord. Okay, sex is only one element in a relationship to how to keep a man.
I mean...
one element.
Now, if you recall, Lynn, when he was here, he was like, oh, Rashida and Kirk, they've been together the longest, so they can give advice. So this is the advice Rashida, who's been married 18 years... She said,
these are the same
weeks.
Couples that got both cheating on each other. I'm not taking advice. I'm not. I'm not doing it. You can tell me that, but this is what I've been doing this whole time. Okay, and then you got cheated on. I'm not doing it. No.
All right.
Not doing it.
Well, you guys, before we go on to the next topic, I just want to thank you all so much for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. We couldn't do it without you commenting, liking, and make sure you subscribe to the channel. That's how we grow. And we just like you to engage with us. And that's why we like to shout you out and yes. And see what you're thinking about us and the show. So make sure you continue to do that. We appreciate you and love you all for that. So let's get into Akbar, who was still in Atlanta. She didn't go on the trip, thank God. Because, if she would have gone on the trip,
Spice would have broke.
Right, Spice is definitely not inviting her. It was like crazy last episode. So we see her in action in the studio, and she sounds good. This is my first kind of besides the freestyle she did, the performance. This is my second time hearing her.
This is like
her.
Your first taste of her music.
Yeah, so I could possibly hear me playing her in the car. But another thing she was saying in the studio is, oh, these girls have basically lit a fire in her because of the beef. And it was like, I feel like she went at them because she needed that motivation. And I'm confused as why an artist needs to start conflict to have inspiration, because I know that a lot of times, like they say, good R&B songs are made off of heartbreak. So do we feel like good hip hop is made off of beef? Like we got to be beefing with somebody, like Meek Mill got to go at Drake and whoever got to go at whoever. Like it's always a beef. Right. Nicki and Cardi, whoever wants to be like it's Joe Budden and Amigos, like we got to beef with somebody.
Definitely nowadays it does seem like beef puts a fire under like a lot of artists, and I do hear that with a lot of people, like whoever they talking about, whether it's they mamas or yo mama, who cares, they have inspiration to put in their music.
So do you think Akbar is okay for, like, I guess defending her territory and starting with Tokyo and Spice and not being apologetic and not like Sierra said, let's do this girl power. Like we can do more together versus like, oh, anybody come to my city, I'm going in on them. Like that's crazy.
Yeah, it's like what Q said last week. Okay. It's not her music. Great. Cool. It's herself that gets in her own way, because you can't go out in a public place and throwing chairs and calling people out, like starting mess where nobody wants to invite you anywhere, especially with good connections.
But that's her city, so she said she can go where she want to go.
Clearly not, because she was complaining about why she wasn't in the showcase last time. And then she had to like go through somebody else to get in that showcase, and she was mad. So, and then she started drama, and they're probably thinking, this is why I didn't want to invite you in the first place. So I definitely agree with Sierra on that. Girl power is everything, and I think that Akbar could be a beast if she collabs with these women.
Cardi is beefing with Nicki. Nicki's beefing with Lil Kim. The last time I saw female unity was Ladies Night, and that was Lil Kim and Foxy. Who was on that song? Lady Marmalade. Like. You know what I'm saying? Like, Christina Aguilera, Maya, like, all of them were on that. What was Ladies Night? That was Marmalade, but what was the Ladies Night? Who was on there? I don't even remember. Oh, that was a lot. That's how long ago it was. So there's not been a lot of female unity.
I get what you're saying, but also, I'm talking about the beef as well. Like, a lot of times, there are women who are working together behind the scene as well, like, producing with each other and working on music. And sometimes, you don't have to beef in public. You could just do it in through your music. Like, Cardi, she ain't thinking about Nicki.
Oh, they are definitely subbing each other on the records.
I'm about to say, Nicki's doing her own thing and Cardi's doing her own thing. They're not thinking about each other. And I think that it should stay like that, because if they keep on beefing with each other, that's all it's going to be about. It's not even going to be about your music. It's going to be about your beef.
I guess. I don't know.
Am I wrong?
I just feel like beef is never ending. It never ends until something bad happens. Somebody gets shot or beat up or something. And then, it just keeps going on and on. Because like Cardi said, she's going to be forever. Forever. Okay, if you beef
or punching
her
in the face, like how Remy Ma had to punch Britney.
So, Shay Mack, she shows up in the studio with Akbar, and her husband or her boyfriend has been shot. And he's obvious. Well, they say he was attempted to be robbed. Mm-hmm. So, it wasn't beef, but, she's going through the cheating with him. She's going through a lot. She moved out the house, and now she needs Akbar to watch the kid.
Yeah.
Are they super close? Because I don't know, like,
they seem like they are. I don't know them personally, but it seems...
3 a.m.
You better be that close.
That's what I'm like. I'm just trying to make sure.
What is with Shay at 3 a.m.?
No, she calling people too early in the morning. Like, you doing too much, bro. I know you having trouble, but you waking me. Well, Akbar was up. She was in the studio.
Akbar wasn't the first person. She said she was going to call Shekinah. Now she but everybody's everybody, in Trinidad.
Right. She called everybody. So she's still upset about the cheating allegations. And then she's like debating on if she should even go to the hospital. I know you mad, but if somebody gets shot, like, you going to put all that to the side, right?
Yeah, but that wasn't her first initial. And I understand that because you're going through these mixed emotions. You're going through, dang, what should I do? Should I go see my baby daddy get shot? But then again, my baby daddy, he cheated on me. So should I just,
I cut him off? Like, in that instance, I'm going to go see about you because you're always connected because of the child, regardless, right? Mm-hmm. Even if you're mad. Like, I can be mad at somebody and I'm still going to go see them at the hospital.
So, even if there was... So, if there wasn't a child, would you still see him?
Yeah.
You would still see him? Okay.
Yeah, because I'm like, if you're on... I need to know that you're okay. Like, I don't want you to die. Like, even if you make me mad,
I don't wish ill on you.
Right, I don't wish death on you. So I want to make sure you're okay and make sure you, have a familiar face around, And then I will go back to ignoring you after.
Okay, once I know you good, all right, peace out.
Don't call me no
I'm
more.
I'm disappearing again. I'm going ghost.
Right. So, it's a lot going on, this gun violence, right? So Sierra is trying to do something continually to help the community, and she is interested in Scrap, or he's interested in her, and he's there at her event, and they're painting together, and then Akbar shows up, and it's just a lot going on here, because I'm like, why does Scrap like every girl on the show now?
Okay, she makes it hard not to like her. Akbar makes it really hard because she's funny.
But she got a bad attitude. Like, I can see her being funny, but it's like, those kind of friends you got to watch out for. Because it's like, when she going to say something off the wall to you? Because I'm not that person that goes shady with my friends. Because if somebody says some shady comments, either I'm going to ignore you and be like, okay, I'm not even hanging out with you anymore. Mm-hmm. Or we going back and forth. And I don't have time to go back and forth.
But this is what I was thinking already ahead of time last week when Ciara got them flowers. I was like, ooh, I think it's from Scrap. All of a sudden, you hanging out with Scrap, painting. I mean, I know it's for a good cause, but
he was giving her them googly eyes. He wants a piece of Sierra. He's making his move. He knows.
Okay.
Scrap is a smooth talker. He knows how to talk you into some stuff. So I'm glad Akbar came to kind of snap Sierra out of it. Because I feel like Sierra's falls hard. She's like, oh, he's cute. Oh, he's doing things for the community. Oh, my goodness. Like, she's ready to, like, even though she just broke up 2 days ago, she's ready to be on Scrap. I can see it in her
eyes.
She's
ready to date and everything. Be like, I'm a single woman.
Right. Even though she was trying to play like, oh, we haven't done anything. Like, she's ready. I can tell. Sarah's ready to move on. She's moving.
Okay, I'm sure like she Carly was thinking, almost, thank God I think didn't.
Everybody moves too fast in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And we get on Carly about having a boyfriend every episode, but they all
move
Yeah, real quick. It's besides the ones that are in the couples, they all like out here in these like circles moving around, dating each other, scrap dating somebody that slept with Stevie and Stevie sleeping with your girl. Like, it's too much going on.
I think the only couple who I'm like, yay for is like, I get excited is Scrappy and Bambi. Like I told y'all, they my favorite. I like them.
Really?
Even though he ain't getting them. But you know, it's okay. It's okay.
I mean, I really need some advice on how do we handle that as new mothers, like, to keep your relationship going and satisfied, or does a man have to be understanding, okay, her body's changed, she's up with the baby breastfeeding, she don't want my mouth on her nipples, because the baby's mouth just came off the nipples.
He said, give me the milk, I want the milk.
He's like, give me whatever you got. He wanted it. He wants the cookie. Ooh. Okay, stop depriving him, Bambi. He's doing good.
Y'all gave some good advice though, talking about sucking on toes.
Oh, I was about to get there.
Oh, okay.
Lord, this. So when you're getting your man back into the groove or stuff, mm-hmm. is this the best, like what they were saying, is that would that work for you?
A man sucking on my toes?
Sucking the toes, giving you massages. Because Kirk
massage,
said,
definitely. Like, because they were right. You got to get, like, the right points on a woman's body.
Then you just it makes you weak, and you're like, all right.
And you'd be like, oh, okay. Give me relaxed. Okay. So that was definitely good advice. Some girls do, like, a toe sucking, and some girls don't. So know your woman. Okay. I like a massage on my foot.
Because Scrappy was like, well, I did it before. Like, I don't know if I want to do that again. I don't know.
I like a massage on my foot. I don't know. But some girls like that stuff. It's, like, some, that turns some women on.
I feel like
on.
They were like, go to the extreme. I don't want anybody's mouth on my toes. Like, I had a guy suck my toes, but it was just like, that was weird.
But did you want to kiss him after? That's my thing.
I don't. And the same thing about licking butt. Like, who wants to? I think that's why Carly doesn't want it. Admit it, because Arkansas Mo is not going to want to kiss her anymore. But we'll get into that later. So, as we get into all this expose-ish that's going down, Akbar kind of puts Scrap on blast, you know, with the whole Sierra situation. But Sierra didn't like it. And I'm like, but she's really keeping it real. She's seeing firsthand the way this player guy is moving. Mm-hmm. You're her friend. She kind of looking out for you. Sierra, I think she doesn't want to see the signs.
I mean, she said it.
She said she's celibate and she's not giving it up.
She said only God.
But I think she's ready to give it up. Like, if he would have sent her a couple more bouquets of flowers,
I feel like if Akbar didn't say anything to her, she would go for him. Definitely. 100%.
She's still going to go for him, even with the
knowledge. Oh, you think she's just going to ignore completely and just go? Okay.
Because did she ignore BK's BS?
True. Oh, you right about that. Oh,
I think Sierra really loves a hood dude, because even when Scrap was like, yeah, my brother got shot, she was like, for real? Like, she gets excited over stuff like that. And I'm like, girl, calm down. Like
even when she straight up heard, oh, like that day of, he's cheating on you, this person, she still on that day was like, oh, well, we're still gonna try to work it out. You might be right. She might still go for Scrap.
She still will go for Scrap. She's just one of those girls that needs somebody on her arm. Like, she can't be single. Like, I swear they just broke up last episode. How are you already over here? Like, let me go date Scrap.
Scrap, we don't need no more of these women demotized. They all say that they are. They all say they're demotized. Please stop demotizing these women.
Well, he does have a good heart. He went to see Shay Mack. Because he hears about at the gun violence rally that her baby daddy got shot. So he has been knowing her for about 12 years. Mm-hmm. And he wants to show her love. Like, he doesn't really know why him and her are distant.
Stop talking.
Right. So she agrees to meet with him. They meet up and they catch up. And it's like, you know, when you haven't seen a friend in a long time and you just, you know. You just catch up where you left off, and he tells her about Stevie and how he did her, and she's doing the same thing. Like, I don't understand. Like, this is why we are not friends, because you took Stevie's side and kind of, you know, just went with him, even though she was the wing woman, per se. And now they both have seen that Stevie is not loyal.
Yeah, and I think also, which is why she talked about Carly and their beef. That it explained a little bit more, I guess, about, because I didn't understand, like, what was the ultimate beef between them two. So this tied in a little bit. I kind of thought in my head that she had like a little crush on him at first. That's what on Scrap. That's what I was thinking at first until she started going more in depth with it. And then I was just like, oh, okay. Because they were looking, you know how they brought up the picture of them two together? I thought it was like a 90s movie. And I was just like, oh, you know, she probably had a thing about him. So you think
Shay Meg likes Scrap?
Yeah, you know about like, okay. Have you ever been in that situation where you've been the friend and you always go be the friend, but you secretly like that person? Nope. You never have?
No, I ain't your friend. We can't be together. I mean, I like having guy friends because I get advice from them just like they can get advice from me. Mm-hmm. But I haven't been put in the friend zone. I usually put them in the friend zone.
Ooh! Excuse me!
I've seen a guy that I like, and it might not, you know, be meant for us to be together, but we not finna be like buddy-buddy hanging out. And
but
then,
I'm saying, like, you don't tell them because you don't want to tell them, so they think you all just friends.
Mm-mm. I don't want a friend like that.
Oh. I don't really want new friends.
Like, look, I don't need you tempting me. You're not going to reject me. How can you? No. No rejection. I'm not accepting that.
Oh, okay.
So, also on the trip, everybody's trying to have fun. So Scrap, Jock, Kirk, they're going on a walk through the jungle without a tour guide.
The men in the jungle.
Right. I think they're just trying to get away from these women. Like, what we going to do, dog? Like, okay. How we going to keep this mess down?
These women are crazy. I think that's honestly what we need to see is just a men trip. Leave the women at home.
Oh, no. You know that we get in trouble now. You know they will get in trouble. So, no men's trip. Because then it will be everybody broken up next week. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't know how to
act.
They don't know how to act. And when they get together, they're like bad influences to each other. They're like, yeah, bro, go and talk to her. Like, it ain't nothing. Like, pour water on her booter. Yeah, like, just sit in the hot tub. We ain't doing nothing. Like, and that's how Kirk got in trouble last time. He's in the hot tub with people. But oh, goodness.
Throwing them tea.
So do we feel like Stevie is an unreliable friend? Because we're getting stories from Shay Mack. We're getting stories from Scrap. And they're telling, like, Stevie there for them. Like, what's up with that? Like, and it seems like Stevie is also not even a good daddy at sometimes, because Jocelyn is still like not letting him see the baby. So what are we, because I like Stevie. I want to like Stevie. I think he's trying to grow up. He's married now.
But we see what we see on TV and social media. And I mean, I want to believe, too, that, like, since he's with Faith, that he's a better man. But let's be honest, before Faith, he was
creep
creeping.
Creep squad, yeah.
Okay,
creep
creeping on everybody.
President.
On everybody. Okay, salute.
Right. He was only a client of the creep squad. He was the president. So he's definitely doing a lot of dirt. But we'll see next episode because, you know, Stevie hasn't really been present. Throughout, we're on episode 11 now.
Yeah.
He hasn't really been present a lot, so we don't really know what's going on with Stevie.
That's why I'm excited for the next one, because I saw a lot of his face, so.
You know, when Stevie comes, what's coming with that? Some bunch of drama. A bunch.
Some excuses, some drama, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You already know.
Oh, episode 12 is going down. We already know. So, what do we think about Mimi bringing Pooh on the trip?
I feel like Mimi should have learned the first time when she brought her to the shop. Or not, she didn't bring her to the shop, but she invited her to come down to the shop. to make amends.
Oh, you're right. Because Pooh came in and said, oh, yeah, I'm going to talk to her. And then she called the girl a H-O.
Okay.
A garden tool.
You should have. Okay. She's not garden. Yeah, this girl ain't got no class at all. And she, you could tell she lied to you because she always starts off by saying, I'm going to be good. I'm going to. I love Carly, you know, and I love her so much. And then be like, Carly, you know you licked my butt. You know you
is this a desperate plea to be on TV and be the next crazy girl? Or is she really, like, out to tell this truth that Carly's licked her butt?
I mean.
And messed up her sheets. Okay. And them sheets didn't look 750. Looked like some polyester sheets.
All I'm trying to say is, why would you keep that? You talked about that being your receipt. So you telling me that your nasty self really kept
it? No, I think, I will say she was this nasty to keep some shattered on sheets.
Nasty.
She washed them.
You
she gotta, washed them. You know how you, okay, let's say you waste some wine on your shirt. You're going to have a stain there. So maybe she washed them. There was a stain. She's like, this girl messed up my $750.
And you kept it. Meaning you are only proving to me you probably got something from keeping it. Because it gets old. It gets nasty. And you probably got something. That's nasty. I'm sorry. I'm on Carly's side with this one. You gotta go. You gotta go, Pooh. I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord.
I'm dead serious. I'm on Carly's side with that.
I don't know.
And she threw out like diapers.
First of all, she did not come to apologize, period. If you brought diapers and old sheets, you clearly came with for motive. The mess.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't come to apologize. So that's why I feel like it's a desperate plea for her to be on this show. And she feels like, oh, Carly's ending our friendship. So the only way that I was going to be on the show is to be a friend of Carly's. And now that I'm not friends with Carly, now I have to make her my arch nemesis. That's the only way I'm going to be on the show.
But here's the thing. You were also friends with me. Like, she had other friends that she could have had a other storyline.
Who?
With Mimi.
Was that her other friend?
That was her other friend, Mimi.
Were they friends?
Yeah, that's what they should be showing with them as
girl.
Either way, they were still friends. Like, Mimi was still friends with her. And I'm saying, like, even if she's having this beef with Carly, because they still were meeting without Carly at first until she started talking about Carly's butt. She could have had a whole nother storyline going on for her. But instead, she clearly doesn't.
Give us some alternate storylines for Pooh. What could she have come to the show to do besides this?
Besides talk about Carly's butt. I'm just saying. Anything. Producers, you could have at least made something. It's made up anyways. You guys could have wrote her a little thing.
But they're not going to write anything for extra. Because right now, Pooh is not a cast member. Okay?
At all.
They're not going to work extra hard for an extra. So she has to come
on. Well, they're working extra hard for this extra storyline about an extra booty on Carly. Okay.
I'm just saying. Carly's denying this threesome ever happened. She's playing recordings. Pooh got her own recordings. I don't know what to believe right now. But those sheets did not look $750. I can say that. If that's what those were the sheets in question. And I just don't know why there's an explanation needed, like, about this. Like, just don't kiss and tell. Why why are you sharing this
information?
Are you trying to break up Carly's marriage? Are you trying to get your spot on the show, get her off the show? Just trying to like, I don't understand friends like that, and which is why you have to just be careful about the company you keep, because this kind of stuff can happen. It's like you share your most intimate details with someone and they just try to tear you down for fame,
for some coins. They probably not even paying her that much. Are they paying for them sheets? Pay her for the sheets so she can stop talking about it. If she brings the sheets one more time, if I hear one more time about these sheets.
But the worst part of it was when she was explaining what happened and she was like, Carly licked this and it was so close to the this. And I'm just I want to throw up.
I was like, Scrappy. I was like, when Scrappy made that face, like, ugh.
They
I was
all
looking
were
like him.
That face.
Oh my gosh. She was licking the pole. Like, ugh.
You're right.
And
no
she threw
class.
Jock in there. Talk about Jock. You know what I'm talking about, Jock. I'm like, okay. Here we go again.
No class. I don't understand. understand how a woman like this is married. I'm not even married. Like, is it because she's willing to lick and suck and do things to people that...
Well, you know, we don't really see the husband a lot, so, and they got an open relationship, so he probably open with other women, and she's just, you know... Thank you, wife, for cooking and cleaning for me.
Is that what we doing? We settling and just doing whatever we can to keep a man. Sad life. And bringing diapers to throw at people.
I'm just happy it didn't have stuff on it, because she seemed like something that would have stuff on the diapers.
Well, one thing I can say is Tokyo's a rider. She's throwing stuff at Sierra's shop. She's throwing stuff for Carly to make sure she gets this lady off the island. But the way that Pooh walks off is so trifling. Like, she's just when like she twirling. And then she was like, and she's screaming at a resort. We're in the resort in Trinidad. Like, you lick my JJ.
If I was Mimi, and I like, shout out to Q for talking about the it crowd. Okay, if I was Mimi and I wanted to stay with the it crowd, I would have honestly dropped her right then and there.
She did. She's like, oh, like, I'm bye. Done.
She said, I'm waving the white flag, but I hope she doesn't, like, you know, remain friends with her.
I think she, like, drop her. I think Mimi is done. One thing I do know about Mimi, she's very, I would say, like, I wouldn't say drama free, but she steers clear. She'll watch it, but she's not going to be a part of it. Now, do we think Mimi is wrong for even bringing Pooh? Because like you said, we saw how she acted when not only when they had the cocktail party, but when she came to the shop with Sierra.
You already been tried.
This is time number three that we've seen her with the group. And it's like when you bring somebody on a trip, you're stuck for a couple days. I think they should have handled this after the trip. What do you think?
I feel like it should have been done after the second time. There's no resolving it. It was like clear and as daylight. Carly was done with her. Everybody's done with her. Mimi, you should stop trying to. Now it's on her. If you want to make it, you got to do it on your own. I tried twice.
So Mimi tries to explain to Carly that, oh, I wasn't in on the plan of the diapers and the sheets and all of this, but
she brought her.
But the thing about it, Carly has put so many people in the same type of predicament. It's almost like payback. What do you think?
I mean, I feel like the payback was when Carly already met her at the cocktail.
No, I'm saying look at all the situations like Carly setting up the girl when the stripper girl with Sierra.
Oh, okay.
With BK, like she set that up. She she blindsided Sierra. She's blindsided so many people. So it's like,
but what that got to do with everybody else? And then probably in their trip,
production was like, it's time for Carly to get her payback.
Production's like, nah, this chip it needs more. Needs something. We need chairs. Maybe that's why Tokyo was laughing when she picked up the chair. Pick up the chair, Tokyo.
Tokyo wasn't even mad. She was just like, I'll beat you up.
She was laughing too. Like, she's just like, I'm gonna beat you up and laugh at the same time.
But they know security is not gonna let you get to the person. So at this point, it's just like, how are we gonna connect? How are we gonna make sure that my fist goes to your face? Because security is
the only one that I think can really like connect is Spice so far. We were missing Spice then, because I think Spice would have jumped over the table and boop, connect. I think she would have did it.
We need Spice. We need a little Spice, a little cayenne pepper.
She's like a Zuma. Like.
She jumps over tables. She's ready. Spice is not playing. Well, you guys, let us know. Do we see some live chatters? What is going on? What are they thinking about the show? Because this is just, to me, just mind-blowing. Like, all this stuff. I know every trip is mess, but it's just a lot going on.
Girl, y'all quiet today.
Okay. Well, live chat, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, leave a comment. Let us know what you think. I'm going to get into my favorite part of the show, and you know that is Guess That Bar. Yes. If you're not familiar with Guess That Bar, this is where I read the lyrics in monotone and my panelists have to guess the song and the artist that sings it. Are you ready?
Well, you guys, this is also the part where you guys comment in the chat and help me cheat. Shout out to Juicy Carter. I see you, girl.
I need Juicy to help Lanisha because she's here with me. And I got some pretty easy songs if you've been listening to the radio. You been listening lately?
Yeah, I've been in Ubers. Okay.
Okay. Don't think she lied to you. Get caught when you're when I'm popping them both. Now they high like Bobby and Whitney, say I'm the GOAT, act like they don't know. But F it, I'm obviously winning. Don't make me go hit the bank and take out 100 to show you our pockets are different. I'm out with your chick and I only want knowledge. She got mileage, I'm chilling.
Okay, it's sounding familiar.
You disrespect me, I beat your A up in front of your partners and children. That sound like Akbar, but it ain't.
Is it? I was about to say Spice. Well, I was about to say Spice. Is it?
It ain't Spice.
Is it City Girls?
No, this is the Baby Suge. You never heard that? Oh my God. I'm going to let you listen to it after the show. This is one of the hottest songs out right now.
Did y'all hear that?
You got it wrong, boo.
Why she do this to me? Y'all supposed to be helping me.
All right. Let's do the next one. Daydreaming about how I rock it. He hit my phone with a horse so he know. That mean come over and ride it. I'm on the way. Ride on it. I'm like, yay. I usually like to, but tonight we gonna make love cause you bae.
Ooh, cause you bae. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
We making love. So we talking about, is this a woman?
It's a woman.
Okay. 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 Okay.
Good conference clues. Context clues.
Okay. Okay.
Three.
Well, who is this, y'all?
Two. One. Nobody's helping her.
I don't know.
Meg Thee Stallion, big old freak. We got some big old freaks on this trip. They trying to get it in. Poor little Scrappy. He ain't getting nothing. All right, let's see if you got this one. This is like one of the top songs, Lanisha. I need you to listen to the radio, okay?
Help me, y'all.
No pressure, girl. Have it your way. Flashing VVS is all in your face. Count a million cash all in your face. Smoking wherever I want. You know who gonna put it on you. You said we could do whatever. F your man, better. Talking that pogo stick. Working that overshift. Yo, baby, what you dealing with? This is...
is this a twerk song?
This is my song.
Oh, you know it. Well,
this
you help me.
Oh, Ryan knows it and Lanisha does it. It's whatever you on. Young Thug's High Dollar Sign. Lanisha, what you been listening to, girl?
Don't worry about what I...
What you been listening to?
You know, I've been listening to this.
She gets zero, guys. You know, I need you guys to help her. Well, let's get into the trending tweets because this is where we pull the juiciest tweets from all the super fans of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. Ooh. So, Zero Shout T Cali Girl. She says, Rashida said she has many different wigs. She switches it up so Kirk stays interested. Well, sis, if one of these wigs you speak of, is it named Jasmine? Because that's the last person he cheated with that we know about. Y'all so shady. Why y'all so shady?
Wait, who said this again?
Shout Cali Girl.
Oh, I was thinking the same thing, but just not in that phrase. That's smart.
Shout Cali Girl. Stop playing with Rashida. She got her wigs on lock. All right. And tweet number two from So Starry. The fact that you kept them sheets show you not in your right mind at all. Do we think Pooh is crazy for taking it all the way to Trinidad?
Girl, I already told you, she nasty. She gotta go. I'm sorry. I'm over her.
I know they weren't like the crusty, like she had to wash them.
She better not be here next season. That's all I know. And I better not be hearing the same line about some sheets. I'm dumb. Done.
You want her off the show?
Next. Done. We she gotta go.
Mona, we need a new cast member.
she gonna be the cast member.
I'm not gonna do what Pooh does, though, so you gotta find...
Okay, she won't be talking about no sheets, all right.
Tweet number three. All eyes on V. I like that name. I don't blame Carly. I don't like traveling with people that's closed-minded and complain about everything either. Because you really could have kept your A at home and no one's keeping you from going back. Do we feel like when we go on these group trips, like I was asking you earlier, we have to compromise? We know we're in a group.
Right.
I know people want to do their own thing, but they barely had just got there. You know, Tokyo was still in the airport looking crazy when she was like... The flight was long. My knees hurt. Like,
don't you get tired when you just get off of... Okay. And Carly, okay, I understand. She was actually nicer in this one rather than the cabin trip. We weren't getting the same cabin vibe, but I think she... that was something else. This one, I think she genuinely just wanted people to have fun, but I don't think she was understanding. It wasn't that the fact that they weren't having fun. It was like, they tired. I'd be tired.
I get it. Because
it's different people.
Carly was a bit much on the bus, but the thing about it is, I feel like Carly was going so hard. This is my people. This is my country. Why you bring her to my country? Carly, you grew up in New York, like Tokyo said. Like, your cousin may be from Trinidad, and you may have visited Trinidad, but come on now. You American, boo.
This is my country.
She's American. She has a passport to come back to America.
I mean,
Change her citizenship? I don't know. Does she even have... She don't even have an accent like Spice. Come on now.
But if her family's from out there, you know, and that's...
Girl, my family's from Africa. Am I African? I'm African-American, okay? I'm just saying. I don't know. Like, I just feel like if you grew up in New York, Carly's American.
She knew where to take them, though.
With Trinidad roots.
Do you think production told her
to go? Google is your friend. Google and...
She said, Google is your friend.
Can we all plan a trip using the internet, right?
Yeah, okay. That's true.
She's been there before, and she's like, oh, I've been in this restaurant. Like, if me and my friends go anywhere, like New York or something, and they're like, oh, I haven't been in New York, I'm going to know where to take you as well. That doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean I'm from New York. I'm from Memphis.
Ooh, this
she's American.
Girl.
She's American. I need you to stop crying.
Cali.
Girl. I'm done. You don't even have an accent. It'd be different if she had an accent. You can grow up in America and say, oh, I'm Jamaican or I'm this or I'm that. You're going to have, you know, you grow up listening to that.
But we also haven't heard like from her mom, because remember, she talks a lot about what her mom does from the culture. And
what does her mom do? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, she's talked about all the commercials that they have sitting on the couch and everything. She talked about her mom and how...
What did her mom do?
She talked about the culture, like how she would treat her for like punishment, how it's different, like through that court.
Oh.
Time out.
So she's a first generation in America. Is that what you're saying? Like her mom is straight from...
I think
Trinidad.
Her mom is straight from there and she's
born
American.
Okay, that's the same thing about Nicki Minaj. But Nicki Minaj, her mother, they're... Islanders, and Nicki is American though. She grew up in the Bronx or wherever, Queens. So I don't know. I'm over Carly and her I'm from this country face. But you know what else is good?
What?
News and gossip. Ooh. It's time for that breaking news.
News. Y'all ain't ready.
Oh yes, I'm ready, girl. Give it to us, the tea.
Okay. So first thing we have on the list is Tokyo and Akbar. So guess what Tokyo posted on her page? Lord. So she posted, it's been going viral. It's been the video of Akbar's famous line, did you take Delta?
Oh, so she posted this.
She posted this. This is what Tokyo posted.
What the caption say?
So in the caption, it talked about, to know me is to know this is my personality. I don't care what's going on or what's about to happen. I can both be serious. I fight and laugh while it's happening. We can be in serious argument and I'll bust out. But guess what, you guys? That's not even what the gossip is. Guess what the tea is?
What's the tea, girl?
So Akbar is in here commenting and she tells Tokyo, happy we squashed that shit. You turned out to be a IB.
Okay. I mean... It really was a petty argument. It was just, I feel like, to get their attention.
Yes.
And, you know, I think it was just like the sport of, like I said, the whole, like, rap genre is built off of beef. Like, oh, I got a problem with you. Let's handle it. So, I get it.
And I'm
it was really
so happy
pointless.
That they're together because they both have funny commentaries. And I'm just like... They are going to be roasting.
They're funny together, but as soon as they get mad at each other again, I think it's going to be War 3.
It could either be like that or it could be like Tokyo and Spice. Because remember, they had a huge beef.
Yeah. It's amazing how far they've come.
Mm-hmm.
So, sometimes it's good for these people to, like, I guess, play mediator. What else we got, girl?
All right, you guys. So we are going to be talking about Joe Biden. I think he's a little sour about his breakup with Sid.
What happened, girl? What he tweeted?
Girl, he's starting rumors on his podcast because you know how he has his own podcast and everything. Gosh. And he's starting a rumor about Safari and Erica being broken up. And this is a rumor that people thought was serious. Like, oh my gosh, we broke up and everything. But both Erica and Safari made it very clear that they are very much together because they both keep on posting photos with each other. Safari still has his cover of Erica on his phone. And Erica also made a little tweet saying, FYI to all you vlogs, if my fiance, quote unquote, were to ever get caught texting any female but me, he wouldn't be able to walk right now. Believe that. Seriously, a real crazy Latina, 100%.
Okay, well, I'm glad Safari knows that she's crazy. However, I feel like Joe Budden is pulling a Carly Red. He's miserable. Him and Sin broke up, and now he's trying to break up.
Exactly.
Whatever they got going on. And just leave it alone, Joe. Like focus on work.
Focus on you. Don't be starting rumors. Don't ruin a happy
Don't
marriage.
Be a grumpy old man.
Okay.
Joe Budden. Ugh. What
okay,
else?
Okay, girl.
We got LaNisha.
One more for y'all, you guys. And we are actually speaking of Carly Red and her fiance, Mo. Unfortunately, you guys, they broke up. And it's what? Not just a rumor because Arkansas posted on his page a little quote that says, when someone accuses you of doing something you're not doing, it's usually because they're the ones doing it. And Arkansas says, big facts. Thanks for sending me that live feed. I'm officially single. Please don't ask me about my ex, slander her name, or mention her to me. Even though we are no longer together, I will always have love and respect for her. It's very simple. We tried and we tried hard. It didn't work. Wish her the best. Shout out to Q again because you called it.
Wowzers.
He called
How
it.
Did- I mean, I knew it was over kind of when he showed up in the forest at the little cabin. I just knew the way that Carly sent him away, it was just like she was over it. And then when she found out he had the baby with the girl, she was over it. I mean, when you're really in love with somebody and they hurt you, you're going to react and be angry. But I feel like the way that she reacted wasn't like a typical woman that is so in love, I'm ready to get married.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was rushed. It was all rushed. Like, they should have taken their time, taken their season. This is why I say this. You see, example. It blew up.
Well, they said, also, I heard about that story that she's still going through with her IVF treatment. So what's that going to mean? Is she going to have a baby by him using his sperm, or she going to find some more sperm? Like, what is she going to do to get this baby? Because she froze her eggs and they're still doing the treatment.
Girl, I hope not. I feel like it'll just make everything complicated.
If she has another baby?
Yeah, by him.
I think she'll have a baby by anybody. Even Jock. She'll have a baby. She just wants a baby.
Oh, Lord. I mean, you could always just adopt. I'm just there are so many kids who are looking for a home. Just adopt.
All right.
That's my suggestion.
Let's get into these predictions. AfterBuzz.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
What do we think is going to happen in the crystal ball, Anisha?
I think that Pooh is still going to keep on being nasty. She got to go. and I think we're finally going to see Spice performance, but I think it's going to be bomb. Yes.
Do you think we're going to get there? Because by the time she gets to Trinidad, I think it's going to be like a fire bomb hit Trinidad because everybody's like all this drama. Do you think they're going to be okay? Do you see that Jock is pouring water on Pooh's butt and then
that's why I said Kendra, she's going to be a nasty.
Did you see her twerking? Like, what is going on? Is she married or not?
She's always been around other people's men, especially.
So do you think that's what she was doing to BK? Like, doing that little twerk and he was pouring water on her and that's kind of how him here's and Sierra what I got in trouble.
Because Jock has history with Carly. So I think she still has ties with Carly and is going to be like, oh my gosh, Jock, are you jealous? I mean, are you, oh my gosh, Carly, are you jealous? I'm dancing so with Jock.
No, I think Jock saw that booty and started pointing. Because you know, Jock has an issue as well because he's finding out Kendra doesn't want kids.
Yeah, but is that a reason for you to cheat?
Guys find any reason to cheat.
Bye.
Well, my prediction is I feel like Carly is lying. I feel like Pooh, the way she's going hard, it makes me feel like she's telling the truth. She's being very messy. I think she's being very, very petty as well by bringing these sheets and by even just disclosing the information. Like, yes. I feel like don't kiss and tell. Keep your private business private. You're very thirsty to be on the show, but I don't think she's lying about it. I think something happened. I mean, just knowing Carly's sexual history, her wanting to be a sex coach, she knows all this stuff. I don't put it past her that she would have a threesome with Pooh and Hiram. I think she's embarrassed because maybe some kind of secretions came out of her.
Yeah.
And that is embarrassing. But if we're doing those kind of things, like penetrating anally, is that to be expected? Like, are we supposed to be doing like an enema? Like, what do we do? I don't know.
Just like, why are you getting? She got cut. Like, are you mad because you got cut off? Like, I don't know. I mean, that's the whole point for me. Whether it happened or it didn't happen, why are we talking about it?
Right. Why are you acting out when you get mad? I want to know that, too. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. That's our show for this evening. I'm Miss Conversation Peace. You can keep up with me on Instagram. I love taking pictures and posting Miss M-I-S-S Conversation Peace. And Lanisha, where can they find you?
What's up, you guys? I'm your girl, Lanisha. And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled LANISHA 914. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Ashley Brown, Jenna James. I see y'all.
All right. Till next week. We'll see you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world. And we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only, do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. AfterBuzz TV.